We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, StartEight.org. Thank you for your support.
Stardate, October 10th. A star in Cassiopeia refuses to die. If astronomers are correct, it was born from the merger of two corpses. Such a collision usually blasts both stars to bits, but not this time. The combined star survived, also as a corpse. But it may not be completely dead. It's producing a strong wind, a sign of possible rejuvenation. The star appears to be the remnant of a supernova that was seen in the year 1181. It remained visible for 6 months. The supernova may have formed from the merger of two white dwarfs, dead stars that are the final act for stars like the Sun. In most cases, such a merger makes the combined stars too massive to survive. The merged object blasts itself to cosmic dust. In this case, though, only a fraction of the mass of the two stars was blasted away. The rest formed a white dwarf heavier than the Sun. It's the hottest star yet seen, hundreds of thousands of degrees hotter than the Sun. A recent study showed that the star is blowing a wind of particles into space at about 5% of the speed of light. The types of particles indicate that nuclear fusion has fired up in a thin layer around the core of the white dwarf. New life for a star that refuses to die. Cassiopeia is in the northeast at nightfall. It looks like a sideways letter W. The possible supernova remnant is near the tip of the bottom left point of the W, about 7,500 light-years away. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at Stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.